current news. I'm John Scott. The director of the Secret Service stepping down from her job. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
In the face of bipartisan pressure, Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle submitted her resignation 10 days after the assassination attempt against former President Trump. In an email to staff, Cheadle said she takes full responsibility for the security lapse. Her resignation came on the heels of Monday's congressional committee hearing, where she was berated for hours by both Democrats and Republicans for the security failures. President Biden said he plans to appoint a new director soon. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, White House physician Dr. Kevin O'Connor says President Biden's symptoms have almost resolved completely from COVID-19. The president on Monday remained out of public view for a fifth straight day. He announced he was ending his reelection campaign in a letter posted Sunday on social media. He also announced in a statement he was endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris. University of Virginia presidential historian Barbara Perry says Harris may face some bias as a woman of color.
I think more so for gender now than even color, because that barrier was broken by Barack Obama. But he obviously is a male, and I think we saw some of the misogyny or just bias against women that occurred with Hillary Clinton in 2016.
Harris ran for president in 2020, but ran out of money after struggling to break through and ended her campaign before the Iowa caucuses. Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes fell in June for a fourth straight month, falling 5.4% last month from May, the fourth consecutive month of declines, according to the National Association of Realtors. The Dow is dropping 46 points, but the NASDAQ ahead 31. This is SRN News. The Army has been treating pro-lifers like terrorists for some time.
A lot of people were shocked to discover this month that anti-terrorist training used by the service includes slides that identify the national right to life and other protections as potential domestic terrorist threats. The Army has since apologized and abandoned that training regimen, but a congressional investigation has revealed that the training had been used for at least 7 years before somebody finally blew the whistle. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The last time Congress passed a law to protect children on the Internet was in 1998, before Facebook, before the iPhone, and long before today's oldest teenagers were born. Now a bill aiming to protect kids from the harms of social media, pornography, sex trafficking, and other online platforms appears to have enough bipartisan support to pass, though whether it actually will remains uncertain. This is SRN News. On the international front, as the conflict drags on, foreign correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports opposing Palestinian factions have sought common ground in China-sponsored talks.
Chinese state media says Palestinian factions Hamas and Fatah have signed a declaration in Beijing on ending a years-long rift. Multiple previous rounds of talks meant to unite the sides have failed, casting doubt over whether the China-sponsored negotiations might actually lead to a resolution. The declaration comes as Israel and Hamas are weighing an internationally backed ceasefire proposal that would wind down the nine-month war and free dozens of Israeli hostages held by Hamas. But even after a deal is signed, the vision for a post-war Gaza remains in doubt, specifically over who should rule the war-ravaged territory. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.